Friday, April 22, 2011, in Oroville. Here's the news for today, which includes an interview with Bea about a universally controversial subject, the economy, money itself. But first, a look at the weather. A thunderstorm is forecast with east-northeasterly winds, 10 to 16 kilometers per hour, and 100% chance of rain. This forecast continues throughout the weekend, with temperatures 27 to 30 degrees Celsius. However, the heat index reads 35. In this interview, B talks about the concept of supplanting cash money with a symbol, a token. He has named it the Aura, and it will also act as a reminder of why we Orovillians have come to this city the earth needs, reminding us as we hold and touch and exchange this piece of paper for goods required of the ideals of Oroville. Listen now to the inspiration of B.
The step I would foresee using auras would be to symbolize in a piece of paper, of course, recycled paper that would be made in Oroville and
of
printed
course.
In Oroville, you know, the Oroville papers and at Oroville Press and all of that. And it would be a beautiful little piece of art, let's say. And it would enshrine, in a way, our values. So on this paper, we would have what I would like would be a banyan tree. And I was hoping Jyoti would draw me a banyan tree to go on there. And then we would have some symbols, of course, the Oroville symbol and Mother Sri Aurobindo symbols and maybe some mantras. And also the charter, because I've been thinking about what are the values really in Oroville? Why are we here? See, we're not here to be shopkeepers. We're not here to buy and sell, you know, with the people who come here. We're actually here for human unity.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we, you know, sort of remind ourselves about human unity? And in every economic transaction that we make, every transaction, how can we make that part of within the Oroville spirit?
Mm-hmm.
How can we do that? Well, if we have a little paper that we're using and we're handing that over to somebody, and that's written on there.
Could serve as a reminder, no?
It could serve as a reminder, exactly. It's a symbol. It's a symbol. Like, you know, Matra Mandir is all symbolic. I mean, Oroville is all symbols. So here's one more symbol.
If I have the auras, I can make my purchase. If I have a number, what's your portus number, I can make my purchase. It's same, no?
It is similar. Of course, it's similar. But you would have something in your hand that was representative of your values, namely your community values, why you are in Oroville. So you would understand this little piece of paper, and it would have a value. It would have a value. We're considering now one aura would be worth 100 rupees, and we would only use that one single denomination. So everything would be done in terms of one aura. But we wouldn't be strictly connected to that monetary part of it. We might try to consider the aura as something equivalent to one meal, for example. It would open this to the creativity of the community.
Today is Earth Day. The parade starts at 10 a.m. passing through Mahakali Park. Mahakali Park in Oroville, like Oroville, belongs to nobody in particular. Couples holding hands on benches, people from the surrounding villages taking shortcuts to get to work, classes of young students on nature walks, joggers, walkers, runners, neighbors walking their dogs, riders on horseback, inquisitive camera-toting tourists, new residents to the area having a peek, town planners and administrators wondering what's going on. These are some of the people who have witnessed the birth of Mahakali Park. Mahakali Park offers meandering, dust-free cycle and walking paths with sitting areas, litter bins, signposts, many art installations. Tree pruning, landscaping, earthwork, water catchment, land regeneration, tree planting, soil and water conservation, hands-on community participation, youth empowerment, environmental education, nature study and observation, ecological planning and mapping, are just some of the activities that have given a foundation to Mahakali Park. Nikolai, who brainstormed the concept of the park, says that all are its stewards. So let each one respect her, enjoy her, and protect her. Dr. Karan Singh will release a book published by the Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies called The Integral Human Existence, in the words of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, on Monday, the 25th, 10 a.m. at Bharat Nevas in its new building under construction. And this from Sri Aurobindo's Thoughts and Aphorisms. Plan not with thy intellect, let thy divine sight arrange thy plans for thee. When a means comes to thee as the thing to be done, make that thy aim. As for the end, it is, in the world, accomplishing itself, and in thy soul, already accomplished. You've been listening to Oroville News with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom, and volunteer Christine. Comments and questions may be directed to OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.